With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Last month, Michigan's lieutenant governor signed into law a bill that will prohibit cities or counties from banning plastic grocery bags, styrofoam cups, or other non-biodegradable fast food containers that all too often end up as litter. It's not a ban on this trash. As the Washington Post reported, it's a ban on banning the trash. The backstory on this bizarre anti-environmental law is that the Democratic-led county that includes Ann Arbor wanted to reduce the amount of plastic debris cluttering up its streams, streets, and parks. And so Washtenaw County, Michigan, followed the lead of San Francisco, Washington, D.C., Montgomery County, Maryland, and other progressive communities and voted to impose a fee on plastic bags to discourage their use. But then the fast food industry convinced the Republican-led legislature to preempt this and any other similar local laws that might require businesses to spend more money on biodegradable bags and cups. It's a trend playing out across the country, with local governments trying to clean up their local environments, and then state assemblies overruling local decision-making power. Republican-led state legislatures in Wisconsin, Arizona, Idaho, and Indiana have also banned regulation on plastic bags. And it's not just an issue for managing litter, but also the spraying of pesticides, the construction of factory farms, the encouragement of rooftop solar panels, the regulation of hydraulic fracturing, and other issues. There is some irony here. At the federal level, Republicans, including the incoming Trump administration and leadership of the House and Senate, often insist that decisions are better made not by the federal government, but at the state and local level, where people have more intimate contact with the problems. But then, when you get to the state level, the politicians change their tunes and insist that locals don't know enough to make informed decisions. What's going on here? Many of these anti-environmental initiatives are not springing up on their own. They are part of a coordinated and well-funded effort by an industry-friendly lobbying organization called the American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC for short, which is funded in part by ExxonMobil and Charles and David Koch, owners of oil refineries and fertilizer factories. ALEC promotes what it calls model legislation for state lawmakers to copy nationally. Michigan's law on plastic bags, for example, is very similar to model legislation that ALEC has posted on its website as a template to, quote, protect businesses and consumer choice. The free market is the best arbiter of the container, says the lobbying organization. Of course, the free market won't keep fast food containers out of our streets or parks or waterways like the Chesapeake Bay, but that's not the concern of ALEC and its political allies. This week, the 115th Congress started its work in our nation's capital. Within days, the Republican-led House and Senate are expected to vote on a bill called the RAINS Act, which stands for Regulations from the Executive in Need of Scrutiny Act. The measure would require most new major regulations from EPA or other federal agencies to be subject to a vote of approval from both chambers of Congress. This additional and unprecedented burden for new regulations might effectively impose a national ban on bans that would help the environment. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.